Hello, Shasta County. My name is Chris Kellstrom, and I'm running for District 5 Supervisor. I am not a career politician, nor do I ever want to be. In fact, when I'm elected, I will immediately push for term limits for the Shasta County Board, the current board, as well as future boards. County politics should not be a career move. Overseeing a safe, frugal, friendly, and efficient county government should be seen as a civic duty, not a decades-long employment strategy. A vote for Chris Kellstrom is a vote for term limits and a more efficient, friendly county government. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, Shasta County Supervisor, District 5. Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here, your District 5 candidate. Money is important in today's elections, and I'm happy to report that I have raised more money than any other candidate in Shasta County, and all without a single maximum amount contribution. I've been supported by a grassroots We the People group of friends and family, and I thank each and every one of them. We the People is exactly who I will answer to. Please remember Chris Kellstrom when it's time to vote this June. I will represent the people, not big donors and special interest groups. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A phrase that means essentially bulletproof Boy Scouts. Okay. Which is an odd name.
We broke down K-pop during our podcast yesterday called One More Thing. You can get that at, where do you get that? ArmstrongandGetty.com?
Sure, wherever you like to get podcasts. Where? Armstrong and Getty, One More Thing. Not to be confused with Armstrong and Getty On Demand, which is the live radio show butchered into easily digestible pieces via podcast.
I think we're actually going to have gun legislation for the first time in a long time, for better or worse. I'm just telling you what I think is going to happen. And the bipartisan efforts moving along right now, and I don't remember the last time there were any bipartisan efforts, would be expanding background checks. Would that have had any effect on the last two shootings? I don't think so.
Depends if juvenile psychiatric care was included in the case of the monster in Buffalo.
Red flag laws, which could have had an effect. Again, I'm not sure that it would have. Most people seem to be in favor of that sort of thing. Of course, the devil's in the details on all of those things.
Yeah.
And then possibly the raising the age to 21 for long guns, because it is, the age limit is 21 for handguns already. So those are the things that might actually happen. The last one definitely would have had an effect on the last two shootings, because those were both teenagers.
You know, Tucker was on the question last night of how the child-murdering piece of garbage in Texas got thousands of dollars worth of guns and ammunition. I mean, literally, he paid $2,000 for one of the rifles.
Yeah, they're expensive. They're very expensive.
And had probably $1,000 worth of ammunition and another long gun that was worth $1,000 or so. This guy was a part-time worker at Wendy's. And I don't think Tucker ever got to the answer of that
question.
But
I haven't heard the explanation. I remember that question being asked in the first 24 hours. Where does a kid come up with the kind of money required to buy those guns and that ammunition and everything like that? And I haven't heard that answered. It's a bit of a crime-ridden family. Parents, grandmother, all criminal records. Both parents and the grandma had records including aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, trying to pass off a fake check, etc. That sort of stuff doesn't mean you're going to raise a mass murderer. But
yeah, it's interesting. Grandpa said if he'd known there were guns in the home, he would have turned them into the cops, because
right.
He's a felon. He's not allowed to have guns in his home. That's granddad. Mom was a drug addict, etc. On the topic of preventing angry lunatics from hurting innocent people, Canada, oddly, reacting to some of the shootings in the U.S., perhaps you heard their pretty little prime minister announced that Canada is going to pass a bunch of laws, and they're expected to pass that would require owners of, quote, military-style assault weapons to turn their firearms over to the government in a buyback program. It's not voluntary. It's required. It would tighten the country's already stringent control of firearms. Canadian government also announced new regulations that will ban the sale, purchase, importation, or transfer of any handguns. We are capping the number of handguns in this country, said the prime minister.
Which,
so we are going to see a heck of an experiment unfold across our northern border.
Yeah, and Canadians get to do what they want to do. It's none of my business, and they don't have a Second Amendment. But it's an interesting reaction to a couple of long gun mass shootings in another country that you decide in your country we're going to do away with handguns. All right. You know, if that's what the Canadians want, then that's what they'll do. It's just an interesting reaction.
Echoes a semi-automatic weapons ban and buyback program launched by New Zealand in 2019 after the horrific slaughter there in Christchurch at the mosques. After a mass shooting in 1996 in which a gunman killed 35 people in the town of Port Arthur, Australia, the government there collected more than 650,000 semi-automatic rifles and many shotguns after they were banned under new legislation. The buyback should begin by the end of the year, according to Canada's public safety minister. Again, it will be very, very interesting to see how that drama unfolds in the Great White North.
Back to the economy briefly, as that is by far the number one issue in the country. New Quinnipiac poll out. What is the most urgent issue facing America? They gave a long list of things. A whole bunch of them got single digits. And here are the big four, counting up from fourth to first. In fourth place, immigration. In third place, election laws. Those are both 7 and 8%, single digits. Abortions at 11%. I don't know if it still will be by the time the election gets here. You know, it's been in the news a lot. Of course, we're going to have the decision come out any day now that we're into June. And it'll be a giant story for days, weeks, probably.
Yeah, I'm interested, though, that number remains as low as it is at this point. You know, activists are good at screaming, everybody cares about this. This is the biggest thing ever. And you start to believe them.
But abortion is... only 11% of people picked that as the most urgent issue facing America. Triple that, by far number one, not even close, at 33%, inflation.
Mm-hmm.
That is the one that you're butting up against every single day. And so CNN pointing out the net approval rating on the economy at this point in a presidency, going back, geez, they go back 50 years, 40 years, clear back to Reagan. So Reagan at this point was 15 points upside down because in 1980, coming out of a really bad economy that, happened under Jimmy Carter, when he was upside down by 26 points, Jimmy Carter was, Biden is tied for the worst rating on the economy for a president in the last 40-some years at 26 points upside down.
I said, you're kidding me.
So the whole, it's the war in Ukraine thing, or whatever excuse they're trying to use, is a pandemic. I mean, what is I supposed to do? It's not working with the public, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hate to be a drag, because, you know, you won't invite me to your next backyard barbecue. But thinking back to the 70s, in which I was a very young person, but weirdly reading the news all the time, plus, you know, I've looked back on it, the Arab oil embargo, which really started the headaches in the early mid-70s. And then there was rampant inflation, deflation, high unemployment, lots of crime, et cetera, et cetera. Then Reagan comes in 1980, and I think a lot of folks have kind of a rosy memory of his administration and his leadership and everything, but it took a couple of years to get the economy straightened out and turned around.
Oh, yeah, 80, 81 were bad years.
So it was really more like 82, 83 before there were significant hints of, okay, everything's really starting to turn around and be better. So there was a decade
and then come,
of crappy.
And then come 84, he wins 49 states.
Right.
So I think what Joe Getty is just saying, that Joe Biden is going to, we're just a year or so in, and it's going to turn it all around, and he will probably win every state except for Texas or Florida, and go on to a glorious second term in his early 90s.
Well, he's going to win it from heaven, because I don't think he's going to be with us. No, I'm just saying crappy lasts for a while sometimes.
He's going to win it from heaven.
Yeah.
And the other economic thing, this is fascinating. Fascinating. A paper published this week by two economists calculated how much did the shift to remote work factor into the rise in home prices in America, which has been just spectacular.
Oh, yeah.
These two economists say that the mass shift to remote work accounts for 15 percentage points of the 24% increase in home prices between November 2019 and 2021.
I'd say within the margin of error, that's a pretty solid conclusion. Makes perfect sense.
Put another way, more than half of the overall growth in house prices in the pandemic can be attributed to demand spurred by remote work. Over half.
Fascinating.
This is fascinating, Spock.
Yeah. Yep.
Huh. So that was people deciding they could move to an area they previously couldn't move to because they don't need to commute anymore? Or
deciding, hey, as long as I'm working from home, my home's too small. Let's get a home with an office, plus some space for you to do your thing too, sweetheart. You know, that sort of deal. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Does remote work continue? Do people go back to the workplace now that we're getting a more complicated view of how well that works? And then house prices go down because of that? Or I don't know what happens.
I think you're pretty close, yeah. It'll take a while. It'll kind of filter down, but yeah, absolutely. So coming up, speaking of the pandemic, so interesting. Masks work. Mask mandates don't work. And there are caveats to both those, so don't get all crazy on me. I'm begging you. Plus, speaking of people being in heaven, I'm begging you, don't get too close to the bisons at Yellowstone. Okay? Stay with us for a chilling, chilling warning.
Armstrong and Getty.
When interest rates rise, credit card debt gets more expensive. Make sure you're doing what you can to pay it off faster, especially during these times. You can learn more in as little as 10 minutes when you call American Financing, America's home for home loans, where the process starts with a free mortgage review. No pressure, no obligation, no upfront or hidden fees. Just a simple conversation around the benefits of a cash-out refinance. So you can learn about custom options that can help you secure a lower rate, spend less on interest, and pay your balance off faster. It could mean savings up to $1,000 a month, and even more long-term. So why not learn more? If you like what you hear, you could skip two payments and may close in as fast as 10 days. When you call American Financing, 800-906-2440, that's 800-906-2440, or visit AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Hi there, this is Erica Jones, and I am a conservative mom with deep roots here in Shasta County. I want my family, along with your family, to have the right leadership in our local schools. Judy Flores is the quality and ethical leader we need for another 4 years. Grab your ballot and vote Judy Flores for superintendent of schools. Judy has boldly represented us at the state and local level. By sending letters to the governor and legislators, she has valued school choice and expressed the importance of local control. I seriously can't thank Judy enough for getting Shasta County students back to in-person learning sooner than most schools in California. Judy Flores has my vote.
And paid for by Shasta Vote, informing voters and electing qualified candidates. Supporting Bridget for district attorney, Johnson for sheriff, Darlene Allen for clerk, Flores for superintendent, Browning and Reznor for supervisor 2022. Committing major funding from Sierra Pacific Industries and Pascenta Band of Nomlaki Indians. Not authorized by a candidate or committee controlled by a candidate.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 15th Annual Taste of Reading 2022. Sunday, June 12th from noon until 4 at Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.com. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, the Stonehearts, Hook, Refugia, and Mark McAbee and Jason Schroeder of Clear Cuts. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. Reading West Rotary would like to especially thank O2 Employment Services and Sun Oaks Health Club for their underwriting sponsorship to their local breweries for this year's Taste of Reading. There will be fun for the entire family, so come on down to the 15th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 12th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets online at tasteofreading.com.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We have a national lifeguard shortage going on. Like, it's a serious problem. Like, a third of pools might not be able to open because there aren't enough lifeguards. I'll get into the details of that later, maybe.
It's even worse than that, though, for reasons I didn't think of. Call me a dunderhead, but, again, more on that to come. Also, you're asking yourself, am I too close to this bison? At the moment its horn has gone through you and you're flying through the air, the answer is clearly yes. But then it's too late. Stay with us for a chilling bison warning, which is really only necessary if you're a flaming moron. You know, I've said many times throughout the years, and I've tried to live up to this, if you call your dog, it takes your dog a while to come to you, but it finally comes to you. You don't kick it when it gets there. You welcome it. You praise it for coming to you. Perhaps you're displeased that it took that long, but ultimately it came your way. Likewise, when perhaps the liberal media, years later, well, a couple of years, having done enormous damage through their zeal to prove how un-Trump-like they were by insisting on various COVID mandates that brutalized our children for, I'm kicking the dog, aren't I? That brutalized the children have caused enormous problems. We have more information on that. It's even worse than we thought. And yes, I know, we thought it was pretty bad. But so the New York Times, with a really interesting article. They start out, COVID cases and hospitalizations are rising in the U.S. and deaths are starting to rise too. Actually, in the latest numbers, the deaths dropped down again below 300 for the first time, 300 a day for the first time in a couple of years that I've seen. But, you know, we'll see how that goes. And a lot of discussion has returned on mask mandates. schools in Philly, Providence, Rhode Island, Berkeley, California, Brookline, Mass. They've all reimposed theirs. Several colleges. Eric Adams is saying, no, we're not doing that, but the lefty forces in that city are begging him to do it. Critics say, you leaders lack political courage. You're yielding to COVID fatigue rather than imposing necessary public health measures. But here's the really interesting part. The evidence suggests that broad mask mandates have not done much, if anything, to reduce COVID caseloads. Masks help. Mask mandates do not. As Dr. Shira Doron, an epidemiologist at Tufts Medical School, put it, quote, it is simultaneously true that masks work and mask mandates do not work. To start with the first half of the paradox, you got a decent mask, you put it on well, it stops the virus particles from coming out of your nose or mouth into the air and infecting other people. It's not perfect, but it helps. Laboratory studies have repeatedly demonstrated the effect. Given this, they write, you'd think that communities where mask wearing has been more common would have had many fewer COVID infections, but that has not been the case. In U.S. cities where mask use has been more common, COVID has spread at a similar rate as in mask-resistant cities. Mask mandates in schools also seem to have done little. Hong Kong, despite almost universal mask wearing, recently endured one of the world's worst COVID outbreaks. After all, the effect of vaccines on severe... Oh, they talk about how you'd see a pattern. If there was a pattern, you would see a pattern. After all, the effect of vaccines on severe illness is blazingly obvious in the geographic data. Places with higher vaccination rates have suffered many fewer COVID deaths. The patterns are clear, even though the world is a messy place and many factors are involved. But when you look at data on mask wearing, both before vaccines were available and after, you struggle to see any pattern at all. The main explanation seems to be that the exceptions often end up mattering more than the rule. The COVID virus is so contagious that it can spread during the brief times you take off your masks, even when a mandate is in place. And everybody, from us to even belatedly Saturday Night Live, was mocking what this next paragraph describes.
Sure.
Airline passengers, take off your mask to have a drink. Restaurant patrons, go maskless as soon as they're in the, as soon as they sit down.
Yeah. Yeah.
School children, let their masks slide down their faces. So do adults. Research by the University of Minnesota suggested that 25 to 30% of Americans consistently have their mask below their nose, meaning it's a chin diaper.
What percent?
It's not doing any good. 25 to 30. Consistently. Meaning it's virtually never in the right place.
Wow.
So Steven Salzberg, biostatistician at Johns Hopkins University, has got to be rewarding work, said even though masks work, getting millions of people to wear them consistently and properly is a far greater challenge. The part of the problem is that effective masks are much less comfortable. They cover a large part of your face, fit snugly, and restrict the flow of air.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, and so... long story short, the mask mandates didn't do any good. And people are still wearing them. Oh, man, Judy and I flew back and forth across the country the other day, last weekend. And the number of people I saw with ill-fitting cloth masks, who I'm sure were certain that they were just really getting her done. I was thinking, all right, you sad sack, you don't understand science.
Yeah, but, well, if you were...
not my problem.
I wore a lot of ill-fitting sad sack masks, too, but I was just trying to fulfill the requirement demanded upon me. I wasn't worried about it, so that's why I was doing it. But, the restaurant example or the plane example, So the people get to take off their mask for 15 entire minutes while they eat their peanuts? Of course, if they have the disease, they've spread it.
Yeah, of course they did. So, durr.
The lifeguard shortage, yet another wrinkle in our really crazy economy that we've got right now. If you miss an hour, grab the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, guys, there is some important news that all men should take very seriously. Your prostate health. Are you urinating more frequently? Are you waking up at night to urinate? Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that just don't work? Sound familiar? If you are one of the millions of men with prostate problems that are driving you nuts, there is some great news. Prostagenix is the all-natural product that beat over 157 other prostate supplements in lab tests and was rated the number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. Number one, because it works. So why not try some Prostagenix and your prostate troubles will be a thing of the past. You'll get a great night's sleep and stop waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. To get your free bottle of Prostagenix, call now, 800-600-2020. That's 1-800-600-2020. Take advantage of our 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-600-2020. Do it now.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our summer sessions offer flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings. Plan a cool summer of hot classes by enrolling at Shasta College today. Summer session classes begin June 13th. Achieve more, earn more at shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at shastaregionalmedicalgroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
It looks like spring, the time of year for dust, pollen, busy birds, and bugs. The time to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash is fast and convenient at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians, so you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free
free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
You have a new Jurassic Park movie. You have a new Thor movie. You have Elvis. You have Nope. You have a Minions film. You have a new Pixar film, Lightyear. So I don't think this is going to be a one-off, kind of like Spider-Man was in the holiday season last year.
That's talk that Top Gun Maverick having such a big weekend. Maybe the movie industry's making a bit of a comeback. People going back to the theaters. That Elvis movie looks super cool. At least the promos I've seen, but I don't know if it is or not.
Yeah, Judy and I watched the whole trailer the other day. It looked pretty compelling.
Yep, yep, really does.
You got a fat Tom Hanks in it. What's not to like about that?
Man, if that doesn't get you into the theater.
Come on. We got to go, honey. Tom Hanks is fat in this movie.
Before we get to the lifeguard shortage, I was just thinking there is a, I'll be vague. There is a person working around here now that is very pleasant and had a discussion with the boss the other day about how nice that is for everyone. And was thinking to myself, because this is on my mind a lot, as I have a 10-year-old and a 12-year-old headed toward, you know, I hope it someday, the world of making a living and having a job. I'm hoping here in the next couple of years Sam will have a job. Is just, hey, young people, just being a pleasant presence at work goes a long way versus the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, huge. Just your being there making things better as opposed to worse is a big deal. Well, I think I was that when I was younger. I'm certainly not at this age. I bring down every room I walk into.
Ooh, cheap dark cloud.
I'm just a like a dark rain cloud walking the hallways. But when I was younger, I think I added to the enjoyment of the experience of being there. And if you can do that at work,
esprit de corps, mon frère.
Yeah, if you can add to the experience of people being at work, just through being pleasant, I think that's huge. Underappreciated as a thing.
To sum it up, and this is a discussion we've had through the years, people, no matter what stage of your career you're at, people are either rooting for you or rooting against you, generally speaking. And especially when the tough breaks come and tough decisions have to be made, all those seeds you sowed where people are rooting for you, it's a good thing.
So the lifeguard shortage is serious. About a third of the public pools might not be able to open because they don't have enough lifeguards. There are 300,000 public pools, and 100,000 of them don't have enough lifeguards to get open.
Oh, how disappointing for the kids.
For instance, in Minneapolis, just 3 of the 12 public beaches had lifeguards last year. Why, do you ask? Have people lost interest in saving drowning people?
It's no longer in fashion.
Most people I knew who were lifeguards, I was never a lifeguard, but most people I knew were lifeguards, it was to get to sit and be super tan and hang around with other tan, good-looking young people. That was the main appeal of the job for people I know who did it, men and women.
What's not to like?
Exactly.
The leathery skin of the over-tanned 50-year-old? But anyway.
What's not to like? What is that surgery I had in my head? The Mohs surgery you get at age 50. That's what's not to like. But when you're 19 and you're tan and she's tan and you both get off work at the same time, that's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, that's funny you should mention that. I got a message from my dermatologist. They never call when I can take the call. And then, of course, you can never get them on the phone. I have a feeling they want to treat me like that chef treats a roast beef under the red lamp there at the carving station. But I'm getting used to it. They numb me up, all right? Anyway, it's no damn fun. Use sunscreen, kids.
Yeah. No kidding. Why is this, though? Well, other companies are coming in that just pay more money to the 16, 17, 18-year-olds who normally are lifeguards. You now have to, as your local public pool, compete with Amazon, Target, Chick-fil-A, all the other businesses that are paying, like, used to be considered a really good wage, like a skilled professional would make, to go work at Chick-fil-A, and so you do that. You know, you're not going to be as tan, but you're going to make more money at Chick-fil-A.
Well, here's why it's even worse than that. As bad as that is, again, I picture, oh my gosh, I had so much fun at the public pool as a kid.
Yeah.
I was
so
just,
much. Oh, yeah, I just loved it.
Oh, we spent days there. I mean, days every summer.
You swim for a while, and then you go over to the concession stand and get an otter pop. Well, what's not to like?
Here's what made out a real otter, too. It's extra delicious. Anyway, here's what's extra bad about that. The vast majority of kids learn to swim taught by lifeguards at swimming classes, whether group or individual,
right.
and there's nobody to teach kids how to swim. So that could have tragic consequences going forward.
I hadn't even thought of that.
That's why I'm here. Anyway, so gosh dang it, get your kids signed up early and often, because it could be tough to squeeze them into classes, and that's an incredibly valuable skill.
Although I would like to know, and I don't doubt the logic of that story I just read, I would like to know, has lifeguarding changed as much everywhere in the country as it has in California? Because I've been on this for quite a while. The freaking public pool near me, they have so many stupid, freaking moronic rules
that the
lifeguards have to enforce. And then if there's even the slightest incident of any kind, they shut down the pool and all the lifeguards gather and fill out paperwork for 20 minutes. Like if somebody threw a Nerf ball and it hit a kid in the head and he cried, or one kid paddled around and said, help, for 2 seconds, instead of just, oh, you're okay, they'd clear out the pool and fill out paperwork for the government for 20 minutes.
Wow. Well, that's got to be a factor. That sounds miserable.
Yeah, it's a lot different than the friends I had as lifeguards when I was a kid, where you're just going to sit there and tan.
No running.
Occasionally say no running.
Yeah. Wow, that's a good point. Oh, speaking of lifeguards, it's long been known that L.A. lifeguards is this gigantic scam. You get on the public payroll, make enormous amounts of money. You can't believe how much. We'll have that for you after a quick word from our friends and sponsors at Simply Safe Home Security. I mean, they're talking about all the different ways the Simply Safe system, which you customize to your home, can protect you. But let's skip to a point we usually make toward the end of the commercial. No long-term contracts. No installation fees, no hidden fees. So you've got a better system, and it's far less expensive than the traditional.
Yeah, to put the Simply in Simply Safe, it's simple to set up. It's simple to use. I have known so many people who had a home security system. One, they were locked into a multi-year contract, and two, they rarely turned it on because it was just too many menus and buttons and complicated, and it ended up going off when they didn't want to. So they didn't really use it. You will use Simply Safe. Simple to use, simple to set up.
And it will protect you against randos and break-ins and fires and floods and whatever you need. Again, you customize it. Customize the perfect system for your home in just minutes at simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Go today. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. Go to simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Simplysafe.com/Armstrong. So we've reported on this a couple times through the years, but it remains amazing. There are, it's another Cal Unicorny story. Once you get on the public payroll, once you're a government employee, you got unions and protections, and you make horrific amounts of money, just unbelievable amounts of money. For instance, back in 2019, there was an article from, who is this? Oh, Open the Books. It's a report on government employees and money and that sort of thing. And they reported back in 2019 that the top paid lifeguards in L.A. made up to $392,000.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah. Now, granted, there's some training. You got to know how to dive into the water, swim out
there.
Oh, listen to him. He's bullying me.
Don't give me that there's some training. Whatever. You going to tell me that if you opened that up to half that amount, you wouldn't get a line a mile and a half long of qualified people? Come on.
Well, perhaps. But so anyway, that was in 2019. I remember doing that story. Well, 2022 says to 2019, hold my very expensive beer. Daniel Douglas was the most highly paid, earned $510,000.
Well, that's reasonable.
510,283 specifically, an increase from 442,712 a couple years ago. As the lifeguard captain, he out-earned 1,000 of his peers. His salaries, $150,000. Perks, about $29,000. $85,000 in benefits, and a whopping $246,000 in overtime pay.
Oh, my God. And liberals should be mad about this, not just fiscal conservatives. If you're a liberal and you care deeply about the homeless, or having enough money to make our schools safer against shooters, or whatever your cause is, you should be outraged at this.
Second highest made $463,000 and change. The auditors at OpenTheBooks.com found 98 L.A. lifeguards, 98 of them, folks. Plenty of beaches in L.A., very enjoyable. Watch the girls in the bikinis, enjoy the sun. 98 of them earned at least $200,000, including benefits, last year.
Wow.
And 20 made $300,000, between $300,000 and $510,000.
Your college graduate, who's six figures in debt with their whatever degree that can't get a job, will never make as much money as many of those lifeguards.
Yeah. And it's just the cash compensation after 30 years of service, which would be a lot of lifeguarding, granted. L.A. lifeguards can retire as young as 55 years old on 80% of their pay.
Sure, that makes sense, that we pay you to for the rest of your life. That is just insane. God, taxpayers get ripped off.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And again, how do liberals not care more about this?
I just think that we came up with two terms, the NATO of liberalism, or they have an association where you dare not criticize any of your teammates for anything. Even though, Jack, as you pointed out quite aptly, when it comes to having enough money to accomplish what you think the government ought to be doing, and I'd probably disagree with you on a lot of it, but anyway, you have Mount Everestian piles of money at your disposal to accomplish these wonderful grand unicornian schemes y'all dream of. If you would just take care to not squander taxpayer dollars. But government employee unions are squarely on the left's team, so you dare not criticize them.
And with all public employees, the question is, should always be the same. Can you get somebody else to do it for less? I don't care whether it's a cop or a firefighter or a teacher or a lifeguard. Can you get somebody else who's qualified to do it for less? If you can, then do it. That is your obligation.
Sure. And if you can't, great. Pay them what you got
to
pay them.
I'm fine. If you got to pay cops X to get qualified people, well, then that's just the way it is. But we're way on the other side of that number with almost all of those groups that I just mentioned.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, boy. These are weird. No jumping.
God, that should
now I got to fill out paperwork.
That should
police
be
police reports.
Well, yeah, there is no jumping. No jumping. Well, you can jump straight in with your feet. You can't bend your knees, or that's a cannonball. That's against the rules of the pool. You will get kicked out. You can't.
Well, cannonballs suggest militarism.
You can't jump straight in with your feet. If you jump up in the air and you turn while you're in the air and then land facing a slightly different direction, that's against the rules.
God knows, don't do a jackknife, because the weapon's allowed at the pool.
You can't hold on to the wall and kick your feet like we all did all the time. You can't do that.
Wait a minute.
You might kick somebody. What are you, maniac? Jeez! You should be preemptively jailed for your radical maniac beliefs.
We are raising a generation of veal calves.
And now,
anxiety-written, depressed veal calves. Way to go, America.
If you
keep getting safer and safer. Keep listening to freaking attorneys as we ruin our children.
If you've been listening for years, you know how mad I was getting about this several years ago when my little kids were getting whistled and yelled at for doing things that every kid in the world does at the pool. Now I have the extra layer of knowing that the 18-year-old that just whistled my kid probably makes more money than everybody I know. That's just an added layer of deliciousness.
Well, now that's L.A. beach lifeguards. That's not your.
I'm sure they have the same rules.
Pool.
Los Angeles crumbling.
God dang it! A crazy society. Our text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty. The word is out. People are abandoning their overpriced wireless carriers and flocking to PureTalk for the same 5G coverage, but at a fraction of the price. In fact, the average family saves over $800 a year when switching from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. And switching is so easy. You can keep your phone, keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. Right now, you can get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. Or if you still want unlimited data, you can get that and still save a fortune. So make the switch and get the same coverage as the big guys, but at half the price. Get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say, switch now. And you'll save 50% off your first month. That's #250 and say, switch now. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message from PureTalk.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
California is headed in the wrong direction. Let's make sure we have representatives who fight for us. Assemblyman James Gallagher is that type of representative. When fires destroyed local homes and towns, James Gallagher forced Sacramento to act and got us the needed resources to rebuild. When the Oroville Dam failed, James Gallagher fought the bureaucrats to get the dam fixed and help those that were affected. James Gallagher has always been a fighter for us.
This is James Gallagher. Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies don't listen to us, don't understand our values, and don't care about our part of California. I took Newsom to court to stop his unconstitutional power grab, and I'm fighting the bad ideas, excessive taxes, and high gas prices that are harming our state. With your support, I'll keep fighting for you.
Paid for by James Gallagher for State Assembly, 2022.
Hi, I'm Erin Reznor, and I'm running for Shasta County Supervisor in District 1. As a local business owner, mother of four, and current Redding City Council member, public safety is a top priority. That's why, while as acting mayor, I led the council in approving a crisis intervention response team within the Redding Police Department, which has successfully assisted many citizens in crisis. If you want to be part of creating a stronger and better Shasta County, then vote for me, Erin Reznor, for Shasta County Supervisor on June 7th.
Paid for by Erin Reznor for Supervisor 2022.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 248-246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
In terms of the unlikely hero of the book, in my view, is Dory Miller, who is this African-American. He comes out of Texas. His first name is Doris. And he said, when my mom and dad gave me the name of Doris, I learned to be a boxer. He became a terrific fighter and then joined the Navy. The bad news is the Navy is, in this period of time, segregated. It's racist. On Pearl Harbor Day, on the battleship West Virginia, Dory Miller mans an anti-aircraft gun that he really hasn't been trained to operate and shoots down Japanese Zeros. Later, he was asked why he was so good at it. He said, it's just like shooting ducks. You point the barrel where the duck is headed. Dory Miller was awarded the Navy Cross, first African-American to receive that award, second highest in our pantheon of medals, and went on, tragically, to die at sea in the war. The next U.S. Navy aircraft carrier is going to be named the USS Dory Miller. I'm proud to be part of that line of heroes.
I thought that was a great story from Admiral James Trevidas, who we interviewed yesterday on the Armstrong and Getty Show. You can get that in podcast form at Armstrong and Getty On Demand. We talked a lot about Ukraine and that sort of thing.
Yeah, really good interview, interesting guy, and wow, that's a really cool story. Excellent. So speaking of stories, this one is not very cool. I keep meaning to pay it off. I haven't. A woman visiting Yellowstone National Park died after a bison gored her and tossed her through the air. 25-year-old woman decided to get good and close to a full-grown female bison.
Does that make me a bad person that I don't care?
No.
Okay, it's in. The decision is in. Yep. No,
I've said many times, when somebody decides to get really close to a giant wild beast to take a selfie, the photographer's name is Charles Darwin. This gal, and you know what? I'll bet she was a nice lady. And I'm not glad she's dead.
No.
Not at all. She came within 10 feet of a mama bison.
No, I wouldn't have pushed her in front of the bison. But I'm just saying, you know, of all the horrible things that happen to people just living their lives doing the right thing, you know.
There were signs everywhere saying, don't come within 25 yards of a bison. That's 75
feet. Isn't there a sign in the reptile part of your brain that says don't do that?
You would think so. Yeah. They ought to paint the bisons with the sign. Don't come within 25 yards of me. But no, she decided a selfie at 10 feet would be great. Because they're big and fuzzy. They're so cute. Look at them. They're so cute. Anyway.
Well, and you're going to show the selfie to your friends, and they're going to say, oh, my God, weren't you scared?
Yeah. Oh, boy. So I hope to get to this next hour if we have time, at least briefly. Do you remember we talked about this Jonathan Chait article, gosh, several months ago. The title was School Closures Were a Catastrophic Error. Progressives still haven't reckoned with it. Sometimes you need to own up to an error so it's not repeated. Okay? And I still have that handy because it was so well written and so powerful. Well, of all places, the New York Times. Big article today. 362 school counselors on the pandemic's effect on children. And you could go with a number of these quotes as their headline. They go with anxiety is filling our kids. You could go with kids have the highest level of anxiety I've ever seen. Kids are filled with fear. I've seen more physical fights this year than in my 15 previous years combined. Interestingly, the headline is the pandemic effect on children. They don't say the government policies effect on children or the school closure effect on children. Continuing to pretend in the face of Mr. Chait's article that every government response to the pandemic was inevitable and was perfectly reasonable. They asked school counselors, how are the kids doing? And they echoed the words of the American Academy of Pediatrics, and even the Biden administration, saying, we are dealing with a public health emergency. My question, and then I'll leave it alone for now, is we have, beyond question, an enormous emergency with our young people, our children, our adolescents, our young adults. Why is that not in the headlines every single day? What's being done about it? What people are thinking about it? What scientists are saying about it? You want to know the answer? Because it doesn't have a clear partisan purpose. Nobody's going to score points or get contributions or get votes one way or the other. Or at least they perceive that's not the case. So nobody's talking about it. We'll talk about it some next hour.
Things are going rough in Ukraine. It's time we all recognize that. According to David French of the Dispatch, I'll read some of that to kick off hour three of the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.